I'm talking, I've called on Lonnie. Go ahead.
My name is Leilani. I'm a longtime reporter with Pacifica. You guys have been talking that you're against the vote, but we don't even know what's going on with the money that we do have right now. How are we going to raise the revenue? You know, we say, okay, good, we're here, but how do we make it so that people are listening? Unfortunately, even though we've met our goals of, you know, cutting whatever staff and other things, who the hell is listening to the news at 6 o'clock? Anybody here? So, okay, that's good. One person. And secondly, again, in terms of where the money is going, I need clarification as to how many sexual harassment lawsuits do we have. 22, is that right? And is it true that
allegedly
they were paying off $2 million to pay off these lawsuits? I don't hear anybody talking about this. So if anyone can clarify how many sexual harassment lawsuits we have.
I would like to, if there are, we have a lot of listeners today, some of whom I've never seen before. If there are more listeners who wish to comment, I would like to move to extend the time to enable more listeners to comment. We ask the listeners to go to the meetings and then we don't let them speak.
I think we've heard from
all. Yeah, I'm moving to extend time if there are more listeners that have not already spoken who wish to speak.
Okay. There's no second. Motion's been seconded, that's fine. I would call the question because it seems to me if you believe that it's in the interest of the listeners to pass this motion, we should vote on it. Understand? Everybody here seems, the consensus that I'm getting is that everybody, listeners and board alike, are in favor of your motion. It would seem to me that if we call the question, we could vote it and move on to the rest of the agenda if there's any more agenda worth going to. I call the question.
It's called.
Okay, let's vote.
All right, can we vote on the question, please? Okay. Can someone read this one more time?
Read the motion?
Yes, read the motion, please.
Okay. A voter may oppose to any loan if there is no alternative to paying the current debt. Any new loan must be negotiated under the following conditions. 1. The PMB shall obtain from the national office and shall publish and provide each LSC with a detailed line item statement specifying the current debt and that any new loan be used solely to pay that debt. 2. The PMB shall direct all units to make cost reductions in order to make specific financial situations sustainable, including staff reductions. 3. The national office shall publish an accountable repayment plan.
Point of information, please.
Go ahead.
Chris, you said something about the fact that item 3, publishing information could be a bad thing in some respects. Could you clarify?
No. I think that there's nothing wrong with number 3, and there's nothing wrong with half of number 1. It's just that, the tail line item statement specifying the current debt and that any new loan is solely to pay that debt. Okay, I think we should get accounting to know what our finances are. I think that's valid, and that should be public. There's nothing that I was mentioning that had to do with this, actually. My point is not in reference to this.
All right, that was a point of information, and we're going to take a vote on this. We're all in. All in favor of the question?
The motion.
The motion, rather. You want to get first of all, how do you want to do this?
Show of hands sounds great.
No, I ask for roll call vote, please.
Possibly not in the same station.
It's easy.
I'm sorry. I'm out of order. I'm sorry.
critical vote, you know, it's been the, you know, how critical vote is.
Yeah. And they can look at it.
Okay, okay, all vote.
They're not all here, Jonathan.
I'm sorry.
You really should. Okay.
You've seen reasonable.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Chris Condon?
No. No conditions, no
rule. Israel Fuel?
Abstain.
Shona Block?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Ian Johnstone?
Yes.
Rufina Juarez?
Yes.
Tracy Walker?
Left.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Sean K. Fields Ryan?
No conditions, no loan, no.
Reza Ford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No loan, no.
No.
Nico Ross?
Yeah.
Okay. Lamont Yakey.
No.
Did Lamont vote?
Yes. Okay, I have 7 yes and 4 no.
Did you do a recount? I don't vote for
that.
That
doesn't sound like
enough.
That doesn't
sound right.
The secretary has a tally too.
Okay, now let the secretary.
I'll read it out one more time. Grace Aaron, no. All right, Jonathan Alexander, yes. Chris Condon, no. Israel Pure, abstain. Sherman Gluck, yes. Okay. Jan Goodman, yes. Ian Johnson, yes. Rufina Juarez, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien, no. Reza Poor, yes. Summer Reed, no. Lico Ross, yes. Lamont Yakey, no.
What's the count?
Okay. What's the count?
Can you announce what?
And one of the judges.
7-4. Okay.
Steve Louder, can you announce?
Yes, okay. 7 yes, 4 opposed, and 1 abstention.
5 opposed.
4 no.
Five.
No,
that's what I said. 4 no.
Five no. But we haven't even heard which facts are relevant. We got to hear facts that were not even addressed to the motion, which seem to be arguing against the motion, which were clouding, I think, some people's minds on this. The idea that you could have no conditions and no loan would be great if you could have no loan. You have no authority to prevent a loan. So the bottom line is that when you prevent conditions, all you say is there'll be a loan, there just won't be any conditions on it. I want to point out that relative to this motion, and what we were talking about earlier, people have been talking about the mission statement, which says we should be as self-sustaining as possible. That's absolutely right. There has been a conservative trend on boards and on the air in KPFK and Pacifica for the past 5 years. We have lost listenership. That's what's causing this crisis, which certain people are using to exploit, to bring in conservative firms to do reorganization and to seek grant money from foundations that we can trust, like Soros. That, you know, already control the left, so, you know, if it's doing a good job already for you, there's no war to worry about, then we can just all go home, apparently. So that's what I have to say.
Point of information, his motion just said that.
My motion just said that.
But why are we in the country? Don't we have the right?
Because I'm addressing the CMB report that I just heard, sir.
I'm merely suggesting that if your motion passes, perhaps, it may be, I don't care how many fucking votes it was, that maybe it might be a waste of this board's time to complain when your motion passes.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's it.
I'm done today. I'm done today. Thank you that you're a waste of this board's time every damn day.
Can we move the agenda? I think there's more PNB report.
Are there any other questions about what's happening on the PNB?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we move on to that?
Could I have a minute, please?
No.
Let him take charge.
Oh, so you be quiet. Don't order anybody. I'm asking.
Wait up. Please, with everyone.
I don't want to hear any sort of control here.
Are there any further questions on the PND?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to hear something about the manager's plan, the status of the manager's plan to resolve our situation. I'd like to hear something about any progress on getting a new executive director, insofar as you can say anything about that, and some idea of what the major issues will be on the coming PNB meeting. That's just the beginning. Those three questions.
Okay. The first thing is, the managers did present a verbal report and a written report a couple of teleconferences ago, about a month, maybe 5 weeks ago. I don't know if any of you were listening. The chair has told us that we're going to be getting a report from the managers at the in-person meeting. I assume it will happen on the agenda on Saturday, although it might be on Friday. I'm not absolutely certain. We asked to get it in writing. We have not received it in writing yet. And that's about all I know about that.
The status of the new executive director, any progress on that, or is that in limbo?
We have no interim or permanent executive director. Although there's been a request to have the hiring process opened, I believe that has not happened. That has not begun yet.
And do we have an agenda yet for the national meeting? And if so, are there any highlight or important issues that will be coming up other than what we just discussed?
Obviously, we're going to be discussing important issues. For instance, and what we're going to do about the fact that we don't have an interim executive director or a permanent executive director, and that will be high up on the agenda, I assume. We did vote to invite the affiliate director to this meeting, and she'll have at least a half hour on the agenda to give a report about the state of the affiliate network. Let me see what else. I mean, we'll certainly have a finance report, and we'll discuss at length the state of our finances. That will probably go hand in hand with the GM report and the GM plan.
That'll all be in public session.
We're not going to discuss in public, specific staff cuts or anything like that. What would be in a closed session would be specifically having to do with personnel matters. But other than that, I don't even think there's nothing on the table right now regarding any loans or any contracts. So I don't believe that there's anything financial that will be in closed session. That will be an open session, to the best of my knowledge. I'm not on the coordinating committee, however.
Okay. Just in regards to
it's just a 1 minute comment. We chose our chair last time. I respect him, and every vote here should, follow the same thing. There is some disruption, you people call us third world country, and you consider yourself first world civilization. And what I see here, I could imagine you people, how you are treating people in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world by your action. Disruption, interruption by all of some of you that, you know, is intolerable. I'm here for integrity of the station. I don't allow any individual, no matter what they do, what section, from what part of the, you know, this country, we don't allow them to damage the station. It's listen to the station, we fight for it, and let him, you know, run the business. Those people that they interrupt and they provoke, I warn them. Stop that, I don't tolerate.
To the PNB report.
Okay.
Go
to PNP. Yes. First of all, I've been elected to be a director of the PNB as well, and I didn't really know what it was about, so I looked it up to find out, and it's titled Listening Representative.
Right.
Those are the first two words in that title, which said something to me. That we are supposed to represent the listeners. So I'm glad you guys have come out here because we need to hear from you. And that's one of the reasons that I am going to be an advocate for listener transparency. Because if I'm going to represent you, I feel obligated to go there and vote the way you want me to vote. But the only way I'm going to feel comfortable about that is that you know all the facts before you give me your opinion. So we need to have transparency so these people know what the hell is going on, and then they can help send us there to fight on their behalf. So I would like to take to answer Leilani's question about the sexual harassment. I think all those sexual harassment...
Just left.
Well, as far as I know, all of that has been settled. It was settled at a great cost of listeners' money, but it has been settled. We can't go back there and redo any of that. We can't go back and get any of that money. But what we can do is make sure we move forward in a way that is not going to hit us again. That being said, I would like two votes from you guys. How many of you here would do not want a loan on the building at any cost? I just want a consensus.
You don't want a loan.
You don't want a loan on the building at any cost. And the second thing I want from you is how many of you are demanding full transparency from the PNB? Thank you.
Wait a minute.
I'm through. Those are the questions that I wanted to know.
First, Grace, did you have any idea when they're going to post the agenda for the PNB meeting?
I have no idea. Because I'm not on the coordinating committee, and I just don't know right now. I didn't think to ask that.
That's all right. And then second, to my colleague's point, I think we've cleared up some of the sexual harassment cases at KPFK. I believe there are probably many more throughout the network. This is not just a KPFK problem. And once we get the new board in and everything, I'm making that a personal thing to me. As a man who has a daughter, to check that out.
I'm sorry. I can say when I get them.
As I understand it, Terry Gendelman is still the acting chair and acting ED, correct? Could you contact her on behalf of this LSD to get an agenda published? Number one, I'm very concerned, and actually Bella raised it at the Crock meeting the other night, that there does not seem to be any kind of part so that listeners know that PNB is meeting here.
Right. Put it on the calendar.
Absolutely. I can't believe
something. Which concerns me greatly, particularly knowing when there will be public comments. So if you could get it, we'd really be appreciative if you could get that for us. And to follow up on the issue of the ED, I understood that all the managers were pleading for there to be a search for permanent TVs. Would it help for this LSB to pass a motion that there be that a search, that a posting of the position be put up immediately and that a search be instituted?
Yeah, I think the feeling of the Pacific National Board is that the search for a truly qualified and capable permanent executive director shouldn't be done in a really truncated time period. That's been done before, and the State of the Foundation shows the ill effects of some of the past choices we've made in the hurry. So I think the consensus, I can't speak for the new PMD members, but I think the consensus is to do our best to find the best interim UD we possibly can, which there might be an open call for that, and then to rapidly move to search for. I mean, we might even have a three-step process. I'm just saying this. I'm not saying that I proposed this or anything, but there might be an interim UD, and then an interim UD, and then a long, thorough search for really qualified permanent UD.
Isn't it true that automatically the chair of the BNB is the acting interim ED at all points when there's not an ED, correct?
De facto interim ED, yes.
That is the case now.
Correct.
So why do you keep stating we don't have an interim executive director?
Can I follow up?
I have a call on the public record.
Can I follow up with my question was, would it be helpful to move the process along if this LSB passed a motion for the search to begin as soon as, for the job to be posted, I think, and for that process to begin as soon as possible? That's a question to the three of you, really.
The urgency, believe me, is already uppermost on the minds of every PMD member. I don't think it's necessary to tell you the truth. I really don't think so.
I'd rather not take up a motion at this time because of the time. It's almost 3:10. We want to adjourn at 4:00, and we wanted to talk about our hosting the PMD, correct?
Yes.
So I would like to.
I'll save this question for that.
There are a couple of comments from the listeners.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Take a couple from the listeners.
What do you mean a couple?
I mean two comments from the listeners.
Of all these people, you're going to take two people from
Bella.
Time's up. Time is up for this thing. We should move on the agenda.
I'm going to move on to the next item on the agenda.
Are you to extend for 10 minutes to talk about the logistics of the PMD?
I'll second that.
Okay. Well, isn't that what we're going to next?
Yes.
The PMD? Okay. So we don't need to extend.
Yeah.
We'll
probably comment.
I
don't think we need to extend. Let's move on next.
Yeah.
Well, we need to keep you track of one.
How much time do we have for this?
I heard a bell ring.
Is it part of the 1 hour?
Oh,
I got you. And we went through the hour.
That
we
now
need to extend. Motion to extend for what? 15 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
This is for the talk about hosting.
Yes, that's what this is about, because that was in this hour and we just went over. When that bell rings, we're through. So now we do. My mistake. We do have to extend.
And I second that, and I do it again.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any objections?
Any objections to a 10-minute extension?
You need to include some listener time in that.
I will.
Thank you. Good.
I just have a question from one of our listeners, and it's a very good one. Will you please ask if there's street parking near the P&B meeting site, or is it by permit only, like around this building? Thanks.
Good question.
It is a good question.
The Feminist Majority building has 30 parking spots behind the building.
In the back.
We have their own parking lot, 30, maybe a little 32, something like that. There's also ample street parking, especially on the weekends, because it's not a very busy area.
There's no permits in that zone?
No. I think it's meter. It might be meter.
I would also note, though, that it's very convenient for public transportation.
Yeah.
It's at Pico Boulevard. So both the blue bus from Santa Monica to Central LA and the regular MTA buses go by there.
It's closest to Olympic.
Yeah, so what are the cross streets here?
Olympic and Beverly.
Beverly Drive and Olympic.
So use public transportation. It's very convenient. I have a further question. Yeah, are you or who is or who are the coordinators for logistics, housing, transportation, information? Is there any one person?
The chief coordinator is me, because I located the venue and we decided as a group, as a body, to accept the concept of homestay. The venue, there's extremely generous hospitality on the part of the Feminist Majority. We have their facility for the entire time and a setup time that's needed. It's going to cost us $1,175 for the whole thing, including a security guard on the site at all times.
Great. Wow.
Yes. So I don't think we'll ever, in our wildest imaginations, have a venue that inexpensive.
And so accessible.
Well, absolutely. A spanking clean business building that's completely wheelchair accessible.
Completely wheelchair accessible.
Yes. And very, very, very ample parking. There's parking, I would say, I've already gone over that. What else can I tell you? The homestays, okay. Right away, a whole bunch of people offered their homes. The best would be to have maybe one other home or two housing maybe for four other or six other people possibly right near the location. But we have really ample homestays. Jan is taking two people. I am having five. Chris is having three or possibly four. Judy Alter, I don't know if you know her. She's the head of the election protection group, very active. She has two bedrooms or two rooms that are available, so she'll be taking a number of people. So we really have, and these are wonderful homes. Everybody will be very comfortable.
No hotel rooms.
Well, there will be hotel bills. Some people didn't make the homestays mandatory, but this is going to save, well over $10,000, probably more like $30,000 for the foundation.
Great.
So
that's a little bit too much.
And I really want to very much thank Chris, Jan, and myself.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a point of personal privilege of when there's an appropriate break in the proceedings, not to interrupt the current agenda, but if you just keep it in mind. But I'd like to ask Ms. Aaron if people having homestays, does that not provide inappropriate access to PNB members?
Of course.
Time cheap.
It does seem that one side is very low represented in the homestay.
All PNB and B members are quite independent minded. I don't think
they're really sure. Okay, that's the purpose
there.
Please.
No sexual harassment.
I believe that there are other people who are coordinating other aspects of it. I think that's the reason we're going to coordinate transportation and
birth.
So it's more than just the issue of the homestead. We should get a full report.
2 minute warning.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Has anybody arranged for sure that there'll be public on the air announcements, notices of this meeting? No. I haven't heard them yet.
Nothing.
And if not, can we arrange that now?
We are the host station, so our
Do you know anyone specifically?
Well, you know, Steve, you're at the station, and Jonathan,
I know. Zubrary has asked me to meet with him Monday afternoon. I don't know whether it's pertaining to this. I assume it might be. But however, I will see to find out whether we have something on the bit of an announcement on there for next
It's on the website.
It's on the website already.
It's on the website.
It's on the calendar, not as a prominent announcement, but only on the calendar. You have to date for it.
Right.
It's not prominent. And it was only added yesterday.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I'll go in just a minute. Okay, I'm going to go. Okay.
I have reports from other people who were taking care of coordinating. We have a report too. We're going to host the PMD members at the station.
We've been organizing that. I don't know if Grace remembers that, but we've been organizing that. You know, we don't have nice homes right now. Maybe one day we will. The American dream.
We're working on it.
But transportation, you know, we're coordinating a lot of the transportation. For the PMD members.
Pick them up at the airport.
We're going to be providing logistic support in terms of sound.
Can we extend for 2 minutes to something or 5 minutes so we can hear from the
Is that okay?
Just so we can hear from the public and the other committee members who are coordinating.
It's unbelievable.
Can I get a second on 5 minutes extension?
Yeah,
thank you. Continue, Lauren.
No, you're out of order.
Lauren mentioned that a lot of the listeners have volunteered for jobs. There was a call put out for different tasks, and transportation to and from the airport, and maybe to and from the site. That's something that's going to be sure. There's also going to be some floor management at the venue itself. In other words, we always know that there's going to be listener comments, and you know, we might set up, and somebody needs to be in control of the mic and who gets and
taking
the risk, things like that. Also, all of these things are the listeners have volunteers for these jobs. Anything that we've missed, we'd like to hear from Grace or whoever.
I wanted to. There were two motions I wanted to put forward here to somebody. Hopefully, first of all, the PMD has not been responsible in keeping minutes up to date. The last minutes they have are like 3 years ago.
This is not germane to it.
It's about the PMD.
Listen, we're supposed to be talking about LA, and I'm happy to do that with you later.
I get a feeling you're trying to bait me.
No, I'm not, Jonathan.
Chair, call order, please.
Let the chair deal.
I would like to finish my comment. The other thing is that I believe that this body should request the PNB mandate that we have a KPFK and all stations have an LSB program monthly, or to coincide with each LSB meeting.
To
address issues that are to be put on.
A point of information.
I'm a board member. The other issue is that the PMB meeting this next weekend should be streamed over the internet. It's not live on the air on all five stations.
I'm sick of this shit. And the fact that no one, the great, you haven't even mentioned the fact that this PNB meeting should be streamed over the internet shows how much
all
of
our
guard,
all of
the listeners,
all of
our, you want to make this whole network your little fiefdom for your little political agenda.
You
know what?
1.5 minutes.
Screw you.
Hey, that's too much.
Nah, he's out of order. Please have him back.
No, you're out of order.
You're out of order. I'm interrupted by this man, Sean O'Brien.
You're out of order.
You're out of order.
Okay. Please stop turning the lights off.
Please turn the lights back on.
Okay.
No idea.
As a point of personal.
Can we have the lights on, please?
Oh,
this is
shut up.
Come on, I'm not comfortable.
And to respond to this, the first thing is all of our public meetings, our streams, all of our teleconferences from last year have been streamed.
Absolutely.
I worked with Sue Barry Field.
Then
why isn't it announced on the station?
Jonathan, about that very fact.
That's 1 minute, but not in real time.
Okay.
No, it isn't.
I worked with Sue Barry at the Feminist Majority Building to ensure that there was a capability for, and that was the main, one of the main reason that the main criteria for the venue, that it has to have adequate electronics for streaming, that has been taken care of. Please don't accuse me of things that I'm not guilty of. I certainly don't mind being accused of things that I am guilty of. Jonathan, I also want to tell you that
time.
I have done more to have financial transparency than any other member on this LSC or on the Pacifica National Board. The details of the loan would probably never have been public.
Absolutely.
Had it not been for me, I was the one, the only person on the Pacifica National Board who figured out that this is a balloon payment. I am personally responsible for nixing the loan. It was my effort that killed that loan. I am tired of being accused over and over of being poor. I'm sorry. I'm
being
a nothing.
You have to get the money for your programming project from a bunch of
lawyers.
Jonathan, you're your own responsibility,
right?
Okay, there's an important thing about logistics that I want to tell everybody here who volunteers, and that's this. The Feminist Majority is a working foundation. They have their offices open on the Friday. We meet there from Friday from noon to 6. They are going to be in their offices working from noon to 6 on Friday. I would just expect every LSC member, every member of the public, to really be very courteous with these wonderful people who've extended us tremendous hospitality, and just to make it as quiet as possible, and be as courteous as possible to these wonderful people. That's an important thing.
The Constitution of this country makes a special dispensation in the body of the Constitution that no law can affect contract. A lease is stronger than a mortgage in terms of your liability to pay it off. We've had a lease, under WBAI, for almost 20 years, and we're now in the middle of negotiating with a new lease with the most evil man on this planet. Period. And I can back that up.
Thank you.
My point is WBAI is renegotiating a new lease which shut up WBA completely. It was the only real remaining signal after the Twin Towers went down and we went to music for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of that negotiation, and this the National Board of which these members are on passed a law almost 4 years ago that any contract over $5,000 has to be seen by the local board and vetted. We are not seeing that. And the argument is WBI is drowning this network. It's a lie, but we're not seeing the contract.
So calm down.
That's where you should put it.
Time is up on the public comment.
30 seconds.
Very important information.
30 seconds. Yeah. 30 seconds. I'm going to be introducing a motion next meeting or the meeting after for LSB meetings to be broadcast live on air, preempting whatever programs are on. They do it on KCRW for the Santa Monica City Council.
Every single day.
Surely we are more interesting than them.
I would like to reiterate that I think that making a broadcast in the PMB meeting as a priority, so we really actually do something to get that out there as soon as possible, since it is next weekend.
I'm glad I brought it up.
And the reason why I'm saying broadcasting that it's going to be a meeting. I would like to see live broadcast too, but I mean at least getting the public out there, announcement out there, because you guys need to be there to see what takes place. You need to be there. I'd also like to thank Lawrence for pointing out the fact that there's a lot of work. There are a lot of listeners, but there's a small percentage that actually work and actually step up to the plate. A lot of people complain, but there's only a small amount of people that actually step up to the plate, that come to these meetings and sit out and listen to all the BS that we have to go through to get something done. And you guys continue to show up, and when you're asked to do something, you step up to the plate and you do it. And I think you guys really need to take recognition that we appreciate that.
That's all we need to do. Can we
move the agenda?
Yeah,
I
move
it.
We have 17 minutes of listener comments so far.
We have 13 more to go.
Okay.
Point somebody out. Point of information. I don't know. We're unaware that we started later than 1, so our listener comments do not reflect the change in our meeting length. So we've actually increased the proportion of listener comment to meeting by
default. Thank
you. Thank you. Yes, please.
I know she was clarifying something because she was under personal attack, but we did have Bella and John Winger both did have their hands up. I just think out of respect, if we just took the two people that had their hands up. Well, they haven't spoken at all, though, on anything. So we'd be courteous to let them speak before we move on.
Okay, I have been recognized, if I may speak. I was able to get the announcement of the PMB not this meeting because it was just too short notice, but I prepared a very quick flyer and I brought it over to the station at the same time that I was at the Prague meeting. So it was announced on the Labor Review, which is very important, working people, Henry Walton, and it was announced on the immediate thereafter Old Spanish program. Everybody there in that very moment said to me, Bella, why is it that we do this makeshift?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we do not have a community that is all concerned about the listener? This has never happened for many years that I've been involved in this process. Just training people to think, number one, not about their position, not about what position they're running, what position they have just arrived at, but listener, as you, Rico, pointed out. The listener is always the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to shift in reverse and we say, listener first, then everything here would simply be presented under a different light.
Mm-hmm.
We would not be killing each other. We would all be productive.
Bye.
Right?
No,
thank you.
Thank you.
John, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. Three quick points here. I'm interested in the attention of Sean Casey O'Brien. Whether or not the rules and the Robert's Rules of Order and Rules of the Board allow you to do point of interruption, point of information, et cetera, within a listener comment, I think that even if it's legal, it's a bad thing to do generally on average. because the listeners were obviously frustrated because they don't have to say very much, and it's really helpful just politically just to let people speak and that sort of stuff. So please don't take my time yet, but I want to respond later. That's my real concern. The second thing is, I think it's a requirement that the PMD be streamed live, real time, and there'd be lots and lots and lots of bandwidth, so everyone who's a specific listener gets to be able to do that. That's a requirement for reliability. That's a requirement, especially to make it happen. And the third thing is, we have an opportunity here, now that the foundation lacks an executive director, I have believed, maybe because I have a paranoid joint streak, that the national office has been used to keep the network from moving forward, and it's been as much of the problem as it's been the solution. And and as long as I've been on the finance committee, which is probably 5, 6, or 7 years now, we have known that we have not been able to get adequate financial reports initially from our own station, but certainly from the other stations. And so I would ask that the three directors here and the other one who's not here all consider doing this. We need to ask WBAI in particular to provide written, audited financials so that we know what the heck is going on, because without visibility we can't implement the problem. Number two, the general manager there, I don't even know his name, without thinking about it real hard, is that we need the information and he needs to hemorrhage to bleed. I don't know if they're losing $30,000 a month or $60,000 a month or
$20,000 a month,
but we need a plan to bring it under control quickly, because if we don't, that will bring the load upon us. These more loans, which have all the dangerous consequences that I've just spoken about. So please consider that when you think about this. I'm done now. If I wasn't clear, please ask me. I went fast. We covered a lot of ground, but I hope I was clear.
I just want you to know, John, I appreciate your concern. My only thing is, and I believe the listener comment, but I would like it to be germane to the issue we're talking about, and I'm not against, there's time at the end of the meeting for listener comment on any number of issues where you should be able to speak. All I'm saying is, to be effective, we should try to stick to issues that are germane to whatever we're dealing with on the agenda. That's all.
Quick minor points. LSP members leave at the end with their listener comments so they don't get heard.
Exactly. And you're one of the first ones to get
that. And the second thing is because of the frustration and the lack of that, we don't get all of the listener comments required by the bylaws. We need to be able to have the freedom to speak and have total freedom to speak about any topic, even if it's off topic, to the current business of the LSP.
Thank you,
Doug.
Well, I will agree to disagree.
I think it's Terry because he's had a
Director Aaron mentioned in her report that WBAI was like behind 5,000 items on its premium fulfillment. That I wanted to mention that at least part of that is because on some WBAI drives, yeah, they have allowed programmers to offer premiums that they develop or provide, and that the programmers have failed to supply those premiums to WBAI. Kay has had that problem, and at times has restricted premium offers in order to eliminate it.
I'm still waiting for
something.
Yeah, I'd like to say that Bella, Bella, John, and Sean have all commented on something, and I think you won't find many issues where they all agree so distinctly. But this one is thing too, and that is that maybe we need to restructure the way that the meetings are held, where the listeners get to comment on everything at the end when everybody's left and few people listen. And often we don't even get to the end because the meetings go on so long and we just stop the meeting, as what happened with the last meeting. Maybe we can get an idea, a consensus of some of the things that the listeners are interested in earlier in the meeting, and then proceed, and at least we'll have that information to determine how we want to proceed and possibly how we want to structure the next agenda.
May I provide some information? A few of you may not know that KPFCX, that's our Houston station, KPFCX broadcast on the streams, that is to say, all the PMB meetings, even committee meetings, and archives them afterwards.
That's right.
So there's no question, unless for technical reasons, that the upcoming PMB meeting will be streamed on KPFCX.
See, some of you may not know that. I know some of you do.
Thank you.
Other people. Now, that's a different issue. That's a different issue whether it should be on the air. That's another subject. Just for information.
Thank you.
I just wanted to address that. It is true that you can, if you are totally adept at Pacifica, find some information you need. However, we should not require that standard from people who, you know, are listeners, sponsors, and they want input into what's going on. So that I think what needs to happen is we need to advertise that these things are being streamed. If they're not advertised on the air, the people, you know, during the time that they're being on the air or aspire to specifically, then how are people going to know?
That's
and
right.
That's the problem, that these things are not advertised, the meetings are not advertised, nobody knows, and if they just go on and we have five or six people or ten, and it's usually the same people who do care, and God bless them, we need them. But we need more people involved, and that's because we're not advertising.
They don't want more people.
Agreed.
Agreed.
3 minutes on this subject,
okay.
And we have...
one more.
One more. And I have some information that, again, and it would be useful to you, but you probably don't know, is the fact that KPFK does have a policy on sexual harassment, and in fact, all of the programmers, both unpaid and paid staff, are required to go through that and to sign that they have taken it. And that means that it won't happen as often as it might have at KPFK. And the other station can use our same thing. And we also need to very highly advertise the fact that the PNB meeting is here and that. And yes, the streaming. Thank you, Grace, for making that happen.
And it's a rare occasion. If we put that in there, we incite people to say it.
Bella, will you recommend?
Yep. So, also, we have, at KPFK, we have, a large capacity to stream, much larger than some of the other stations, in fact, larger than KPFK. So, we can stream to more people than KPFK can ever do. And if we do it, it'll be the first time that maybe thousands of people can listen all at the same time. And it would be nice if someone could mention the progress that the Race and Nationality Committee at the national level has proceeded and worked on. Fine.
Okay.
We still have time for medical.
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
I just want to remind everybody that it's 6 whole days until the PNB meeting, so we have plenty of time. No, we don't have to worry about notifying listeners. We don't have to worry about getting the station to put carts on about the meeting. We have plenty of time.
Hundreds of air hours.
Six days from now. We have plenty of time. Maybe we can do it Thursday if you think about it.
Every day.
It's a critical juncture, too.
Okay. Every station is involved in terms of the question of the cutting
time.
This segment is over. Public comment, we've had 30 minutes.
Okay, just quickly, do we need to pass a resolution or something saying we're going to record a cart on Monday, or can you take care of it? I've recorded carts by going in, and somebody puts me in a studio, and I record it, and it goes on the air. It's not, even remotely. Not, can we do this, or do we need to pass something?
Unusual. All I can tell you is I will personally speak to the appropriate control about getting it.
Because I think Ron will make it happen if you say we need to get in the studio, we need to record this. It should start airing on Monday. If you record it in the morning, it's replaying by Monday.
Don't let me request it a week ago.
Just a second. I don't personally record cards.
I know, I understand that, but I
will take it up with the appropriate
time. Thank you.
You should know already. It came up in the PROC meeting as well. You should know.
Go ahead.
So many requests
need to happen.
I would. If you do need someone, I would come in and record one.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I'll make myself available to do that if you want.
And he won't ask for scale.
He also provides above scale.
There's no further questions or comments on the PNB and the PNB meeting. I'm going to move this agenda forward to the committee report.
One last comment, please.
After.
After. After.
We'll
be
back.
I'll get back to you as soon as
I'm
completed.
We started, but then we realized, thanks to
Bernie,
that we had
to
No.
Okay.
You want me to wait on you
again, Bernie?
Let's
wait until we do the thing.
Okay, we started with a committee report, right? At first, we had one committee report before we found that we were on a long
agenda.
Okay. Is there any addition to the finance committee?
No, I think, you know, what we both said, but I mean that we had a very skimpy finance committee meeting this last one a couple of weeks ago, because Efren simply didn't have any of the documents back from National, and he didn't have the reports in yet because they're in the middle of performing the audits for the entire network. But we anticipate at the next meeting to be able to give you a full report on where everything currently stands.
No, it's a comment on the finance committee. I just want everybody to note that having a national audit is a giant step forward. I mean, this relates to this whole issue of transparency. We have had, you know, when I was on the audit committee a couple of years ago, there were no national audits. And trying to get audits has been, they would go from station to station, you know, kind of like very occasionally. So having a national audit and having the reports from both national and locally is a big step forward. So when we feel like we're just not making any progress, at least in this area, we are making progress.
Need to be public.
Well, hold on. If I can point clarity, okay. We're a nonprofit. I just want to address that. Yeah, we're a nonprofit foundation. We have an audit every single year. They are published annually. The foundation doesn't do a good job of putting them up on their website. They may not have been proper, and that I don't know because I'm not on the PNB. But in terms of legally, they are supposed to have been doing this every single year, because that's a requirement of keeping our nonprofit status. So hopefully this is maybe a better, more functional national audit. And yes, it's a huge endeavor, and if they do it correctly, it should help uncover anything that all of us would be concerned about.
I hope. Thank you all for that.
It's from the finance.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Before you got here, Summer Grace had commented that we turned things around, as she was saying. I wonder if you could just quickly tell us what it was that did that.
Well, I've only been the treasurer here, but I mean, Efren seems very forthcoming with reports. We can ask him for almost anything, and he will say, what do you need? Let me get it for you.
No, what I'm asking is, Grace said that we have turned our financial situation around.
Oh, I think that's because we're getting out of debt. We've had such a serious debt situation with the National Office of Essential Services. I believe the 7 layoffs have contributed significantly. The fact that we've got a new manager who's being aggressive about implementing cost-saving measures, raising money in ways that don't offend our listeners and actually bring money in. I mean, I think it has more to do with management than necessarily the finance committee. We're doing our best to try and see that we get transparency. You know, the national office is not forthcoming with financial documents, but our business manager, you can ask him for something you can't get from the national office, and he will pry it out of somebody for you and get it to the local finance committee. Yeah. So that type of thing helps. So we've got a good working relationship at the local level, which has certainly helped.
And he has jobs to do that.
He's an excellent man, and we should all be he's going to be undergoing chemotherapy for the next 6 months. So, I mean, he's planning to still be doing this job for us, but we want to try and work with him so that we make it as easy for him to give us what we need without taxing him too greatly. And hopefully, you know, I mean, we're trying to do the same thing on the national finance level, I mean, opposing the loan aggressively and trying to increase transparency, which is an uphill battle, frankly, trying to pull things out of that office. So, you know, I mean, all I can say is, you know, all of us who are involved with that are going to keep doing that and try to get more information out to the listeners. So.
Thank you.
All
right, Sean, you had your hand up.
Yeah, as a member of the PNB Audit Committee, I want to direct your attention to the site that Israel mentioned, kpfpx.org, the January 14th meeting, where our new auditor called the issues surrounding finances at KPFK grave.
No, WBAI.
Well, he said that there's just grave issues throughout the network, okay? I don't want to paraphrase the man, I'm just giving you what he said. I would suggest you go listen to that. I would have been in that meeting, except that it was very, very poorly noticed, and so I was not there. But I just want everybody to go there and listen to the auditor himself. Tony, what's Tony's last name?
Yeah.
The new auditor that was picked through the PNB audit committee, and I apologize for not remembering the gentleman's last name, but it is the January 14th meeting, and you can get it at kpftx.org. Did I get it right?
In the archive.
In the archive, yeah. You go down, it'll say January 14th, audit committee, listen for yourself.
Right.